Ugh. Dude, I'm tired. Look at my face. I don't know why I'm so tired. I'm like dying right now.
Need like some coffee or something?
No, I don't want any coffee. I'll be like up all night. Again. I go to bed till 6 this morning.
I think I went to bed around like. Same time.
So yeah. Are we playing that new Resident Evil?
Yeah, that's kind of what'll do it to you. Yeah.
So, your thoughts?
You already know my thoughts, but I guess no one else knows my thoughts. I like it. And I know, like, you're so against it. I'm like, scared to even voice my opinion, because I know you hate it.
You can voice your opinion. Your opinion needs to be heard.
My opinion so far is that it is a good game. It's selling a lot right now. So, despite all the bad reviews that I'm hearing about, I haven't read any, but I'm hearing about them. Like, someone's just telling, I read a bunch of bad reviews. Well, where are they? Well, I mean, I don't know where they are. I mean, actually.
Well, I mean, good thing you just pointed that out, because Edge gave it a 6 out of 10. You're a gamer. 6 out of 10, you know? 2.5 out of 5. Those are not really good scores.
I mean, but 4.5 million, you know, copies being sold since it came out, it begs to differ, is all I'm saying.
Vanilla Ice sold, like, millions of records. That doesn't make them, like, you know, good. No?
I mean, if people are buying it, they're spending money. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's making money.
It's a good game.
I think everyone's expected something differently.
I don't think it's a good Resident Evil game. And the reason I do say this, because Resident Evil, to me, is about survival and horror. Two things together.
Mm-hmm.
And on this game, it really does feel like kind of like a mashup in between Call of Duty.
And Resident Evil.
Resident Evil and
Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, a little bit of Ninja Gaiden in there.
Well, that's because of the reaction, like... You know what I'm talking about? I can't even think right
and
now.
A whole lot of Indiana Jones thrown into the
mix.
Well,
that's the thing. And I know that's... I know that. I knew that's what it was coming into the game. Like, it had 3 campaigns, 4 if you include Ada Wong.
Yeah.
It was online... Like, it's the first online... is it the first online Resident Evil?
No, the Resident Evil 5, you get to play, like, online with, like, another partner and everything.
But, like, this is, like, the first multiplayer, you know,
game. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah,
and, like, all they're doing, and I know this,
time.
All they're doing is trying to compete with this online gaming wave that's happening right now. Yeah. Everyone wants to play online. No one wants to sit at home and play by themselves anymore. I do. I would love to. Yeah. You're right. Like, if it was just the Leon Kennedy story and we got to just play as him, I thought it would have been a better game. But knowing what it is an online game. They're just trying to cater to, like, a broader audience. That's all they're trying to do. And that's the case. That's why I just am not comparing it to, like, 5, you know, wasn't even good compared to 4, honestly, to me. But it was still good.
Yeah.
And this one was still good. You just can't compare it to, like, it's the whole, like, Final Fantasy X versus Final Fantasy VII crap. You know, like, it's a matter of preference, but it's also, they have to start catering to broader audiences because... People are just dumber, like, everywhere. People are just getting dumber. People are having a shorter attention span.
I wouldn't say, like, Final Fantasy VII versus 10. This is, like,
an entirely
new, like, direction. Because 10 still kind of had some of the basic elements that made Final Fantasy. 10
was way different. It had, like, you could control... I don't want to get on 10 right now. It was a whole different one. But it was way different than any Final Fantasy I had played before. And now the whole auto-battle thing on the Final Fantasy... Like, that's what Resident Evil's going to... That's what all your favorite games that you love are going to be from now on. So, like, when you play a game and I can tell you're not enjoying it, like, you're just like, I just want to get past this. Well, like, it's because you're playing it as if it was this old game, but it's not anymore. Like, it's so not. It's so, so not.
That's great that it's not, but it has a name attached to it. Like,
I'm the same way with Final Fantasy, but, like, it wasn't an easy game. Like, as much as you said it wasn't easy. You died a lot. A lot, a lot.
I mean,
it was a hard
game. It was
game.
Super easy.
You have,
like,
to pay attention. There's a lot of, you know, if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss kind of things going on. There's a lot. And we're playing on just regular settings. I guarantee you if we turn the settings higher to, like, veteran or professional or whatever, it's going to be a hard game. Now, you can't say this was an easy game and we just blew through it, because we didn't.
It was pretty much
easy. The story's very linear.
There was, like, no parts that we just sat there and we just couldn't beat. It was like, you know, how are we going to do this? We should come up with a strategy or something like that.
The Leon one we did. The first... Yeah.
Which one was
that? I'm trying
to
think of which boss it was, but we had to stop one night, if you recall.
I don't recall, like, getting stumped on the boss.
We did. We had to stop, and we didn't do it the next day. I'll think of it before the end of
There was no boss that we actually got, like,
it might not have been a boss. It was just a level, but I know that happened. And it's very... I mean, it's a Resident Evil. You only can... I mean, I can't compare it to old Resident Evil, because you could get lost in those games. But, like, they can't do that anymore for people. Because they need to cater to a dim audience who can't pay attention, like, don't have a very long attention span. No one does anymore.
Yeah.
So they had to add all those stupid Michael Bay explosions. Like, dude, I totally agree with the freaking Jake Mueller part, where, like, freaking riding a motorcycle over a helicopter. Like, I expected
some of those
Bruce Willis to just be flying the helicopter, you know? Like,
or just, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger just come out of nowhere.
Say a Mr. Freeze quote. Time to chill out. Maybe you should cool off a bit. Ah, no, that's that. I mean, that's how it was. But, like, once I saw that there was three different storylines, and once I realized that you can play online with, like, two different other people, well, three, really, if you wanted to. You could play by yourself, you could have an online companion, and then you could have two other intersecting stories. This isn't Resident Evil anymore. Yeah. This is Call of Duty with zombies. It's Nazi Zombies, the better game, is all it really was. But it was, like, really, really fun. It was, like, a really fun game. And, like, that's why I was enjoying it. Because I was having a good time. And we did miss a lot. Like, and it wasn't easy. Like, yeah, you can check the... where do I need to go?
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion.
You don't think it's easy, but it's pretty much easy. It's kind of... There's no way that you can't beat this game.
Well,
there's
that's true.
No way.
That's all games. If I... Like, a lot of the stuff that I hear, like, people say Ninja Gaiden... People say Ninja Gaiden's
the
hard.
Original and, Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, and I don't think that's hard at all. I think
you're talking about the one, like, for Nintendo
Super Nintendo and up.
No, the okay. When people say Ninja Gaiden's hard, the first Ninja Gaiden for Nintendo, I'll give you $100 if you can actually beat that game.
Yeah,
that game is fucking hard. And the original Ninja Gaiden, that one was a pretty, like, it had a steep learning curve on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch you play that.
Man, watch me play. Okay. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is that you're upset that you could just find out where to go by pressing a button.
Yeah. That kind of kills the whole idea of me paying $60
game. You also are having to play online with people. Like, that's why they did it. I know that's why they did it. Because if you're playing online and y'all are all stumped and you can't talk to the other person, then it's just this. Where do we go? And then you have to stand around and look around and deal with these other people who are probably getting frustrated, and then you're getting frustrated at them. Like, they had to change the whole mechanics of this game just to make it fit this new, like, genre of online gaming. Like, that's all they did. And, like, I understand that you're, like, upset because it was easy, but it wasn't easy because we died a lot. You died a lot. We both died a lot. We missed a lot of things. It's a very exploratory game. You have to go in and find stuff. Because, yeah, it tells you to go this way, but there's other ways to go. And I found other ways to go in several levels in every campaign. So, like, you can't say that it's just really easy because they tell you to go that way. Well, yeah, I know I have to fucking go to that door because it's got the thing on it. Like, I know where to go, but I'm not going to go that way because I want to go around and find serpent emblems and I want to go find extra stuff.
I think the main reason why there was a lot of deaths in it is because... We were sharing, like, majority of, like, you know, the health items and everything like that. And if it would have been the way I thought it was going to be, where you were going to get your copy and I was going to get my copy, then I think it would have been a little bit better of an experience
mm-hmm.
as far as that. Because we wouldn't have been sharing shit, and then we just would have blew through the fucking game. Because there have been times in where I wanted health items, and then I'd see you just grab a whole bunch, and I'm just like, okay, well, is he going to save any for me? And then I start doing the same thing. I'm like, fuck it.
That's
like,
what you gotta do. Yeah, like, I just played it like the way it's supposed to be played. Co-opetition. I ran and grabbed everything.
But it's not co-opetition. This is a cooperative game. This is not co-opetition at all. That's why they have the same exact weapons.
Right.
Because they, you know, people get pissed off. You know, I grab a weapon. Okay, well, this motherfucker keeps grabbing weapons, and then you have to...
Well, that's how it was in 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5. I hated that shit. That was the worst thing ever. You can't, like, have two people playing on the same console. And then like, sharing weapons and
you
stuff.
You don't get the Magnum. Yeah, that's how that was. No, that was a little weird, too. I don't know, man. I really just feel like you expected something differently, and it just didn't live up to your expectations. Whereas, like, I just adapted to what was coming. That's why I enjoyed it. Like, I am gonna buy it. You're gonna sell yours. I'm gonna buy another copy because I like the game. And the Agent Hunt was, like, really fun online. I haven't played Mercenaries yet just because we just beat it. We literally just beat the third campaign tonight, like, 20 minutes ago.
And from what I read, Ada Wong, her storyline kind of wraps up everything. There's, like, stuff that I kind of thought... was true but wasn't true, so I mean it's a decent ending and it ties everything together, but I really felt that the endings, like the little small endings that they had, were kinda dumb. Like
I thought the Leon one was okay, and then the other two, the Chris one, I didn't like that one very much. And then the Jake one, I didn't expect it, like I guess. I expected something differently with him. Because they, like, are about to die. They're, like, hanging on to this fucking raft with lava flying at them. And then they, like, start holding hands.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Disney moment, like, right at the
end. I know, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, they're in love. I get it. You know, that happens. Resident Evil brings couples together, you know. That's why Leon can't kill Ada Wong for some stupid reason. But, like, that happens. And then you expect them to, like, maybe be together or something like that. And considering that Sherry and Jake both have, like, this... immaculate blood, they would have a crazy Wesker baby, you know. Like,
I would think that they would kind of think about what their babies would turn out to be.
I would have been thinking of that immediately.
Turn out like this,
dude.
Big, like, pimple-ish ball.
I would have been thinking, like, man, I wonder what would happen if I knocked her up. It would be a human.
No, it'd probably be that baby off of Total Recall where that guy has a
fucking
thing water his stomach.
Whatever the hell his name is.
Quaid.
The reactor. Yeah, no, that's... I don't think that would happen. I mean, they have the blood, and they didn't turn into, you know, whatever.
But there's lots of tests done on that. There wasn't tests when combining those two strands together, what it's going to look like.
That's true.
Those are pretty ugly.
And they did, like, inject Sherry with stuff. She wasn't born with it.
Yeah.
She got made that way, right? I don't really know Sherry's whole story.
I don't know her whole story, but I know that
the way they described it in this game is that they did that to her so she wouldn't die, because she had some disease or whatever the hell. Jake was born that way, you know.
Kind of like Lady Gaga.
Gaga style, yeah. I'm gonna cue the Gaga music right there.
All
right. So I think they would have a human baby. I think it'd be cool too. I actually, that's what I thought. I thought they were gonna end it with them like making out or something. Sexy, listening to the Cranberries, sitting in a hot tub. Jake, like, looking at a picture of his dad, just... I miss you, Pops. So you just go ahead and tell me everything that you didn't like about the game. Because, like, I just liked it. I just liked it.
I thought Chris's storyline was alright. It seemed like the same thing, kind of, over and over. The scenery... It really didn't change much.
Chris was a really weak part of the game. Like, I didn't really like the Chris story.
Yeah.
It was very Call of Duty. Like, that's all it was to me. Like, Leon and Helen? Whatever the hell?
Yeah, Helena.
They both had, like, cool, like, melee attacks and combos and stuff like that. And Chris and, like, Jake had, like, awesome combo. So did Sherry. Sherry could even do some stuff. But then I had Chris. I played as Chris. And, like, he just had his one super Falcon punch, Chris punch. And he didn't really have a whole lot of character depth to him on this particular game. Like, he was just there following orders.
Yeah.
I'm just following orders. And shut up, Pierce. Following. Like, that's all he did the whole time.
I was kind of hoping that him and his sister... Claire would kind of, yeah. I hope she makes like an appearance.
That would have been cool. That would
some kind of downloadable content or something like that.
And that's what they're doing. Like, that's why this game is like this, because they can just add to it. Like, they have ResidentEvil.net, which is like Battle.net for freaking Resident Evil. Like, they're not stopping at this. This just isn't... Like, I mean, if I compare this to... Like, Resident Evil 4 is my favorite one that I've played so far. That's just because it was so... It scared the hell out of me. It was really creepy. It was solo, so you didn't have to deal with, like, partners. And, like, that's another thing that they just add to every game nowadays. Like, they make everything co-op because, I don't know, like, they used to... Back when I was younger, if we bought a game and it was one player and I had a brother, well, I do have a brother, and he wanted to play, you know what? Fuck you. You don't get to play. I'm going to play. It's single player. Nowadays, I don't know if that's the case. And they're just thinking, well, you know, moms aren't going to buy a one-player game when they have three kids. They need multiplayer. And that's probably part of it. And it sucks. But, like, that's what they do for everything. And it's, I mean, it's irritating, but, like, that's why I play classic games all the time. I don't really reach out for new games. I, you know, you see me playing freaking Xenogears and old Final Fantasies and Zeldas and stuff. Like, I don't really care about what's coming out until I, you know, can put my hands on it and see what's going on. But, like, I already know that it's changed. There's not really a whole lot. Like, I like to play games from companies that are, like, hardcore, like a little more, they stick to their guns about stuff. Like, I've played, like, Bethesda, whatever, Skyrim, Fallout. When I started playing First Elder Scrolls, it's very similar to Skyrim. Like, I mean, it's different. Yeah. It's Skyrim's a lot better because they've, you know, added things and taken things out, and gameplay is just better because it's, you know, newer. But, like, they kind of stuck with how they play. There's no multiplayer freaking Skyrim. Now, there is, you know, an online game coming out. I can't remember what it's called for the life of me right now, but they are bringing, like, a Elder Scrolls Online, but that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
And, like, that's probably where, you know, Resident Evil got distorted, where they probably thought, well, let's just do a game, and they're like, well, like, let's just do a regular story game, and then they're thinking, well, let's also do a multiplayer game so we can make money. Like, that's all this game was for, clearly, was to make money. Like, it's an online multiplayer game. People, you get to, like, rack up points, you get to buy stuff, people are all about that crap, and you get to, you know, there's, like, the mercenaries and the agent hunt, and then there's that one that we just unlocked that I have no idea what it is. You know, like, that's just their way of reaching everyone that they can, and they don't really care, it seems, so much. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, is that more like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 to you?
No.
They changed it. They made it way easy, right?
It's completely easy, I would say. I mean, with 3, they try to balance out everything, and if they can go back, and if you were able to update on Marvel vs. Capcom 2, then it would be an entirely new game, because that game is kind of broken. Once you figure out, you know, a couple characters that you wanted, then you can abuse the system. No, I'm talking about 2.
Oh.
Because there's, like, instances where you can do moves, and even if the person is blocking, you can't block it.
Oh, I know. I've played
as soon,
you, man.
As soon as you do it,
I've played your, like, triple sentinel shit. I've seen it before.
I've never done triple sentinel.
That's a sticks move. Yeah. I was just kidding. But, you know, I've played you. I know how it goes. That's why I don't play. I don't have that kind of time to, like, devote to, you know, Captain Commando or whatever the hell. But that's what I'm saying. That's a different game than Marvel vs. Capcom 3, because they're trying to make things easier for everyone. And that sucks. Really, really bad. Because, like, I mean, I have things I didn't like about 6.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's a bad game, because it's not a bad game. It's a good game. It's just not Resident Evil 4. It's not Resident Evil 3. It's not Resident Evil 2 or 1. You know, it's just a new, hey, we're adding a bunch of crap so more people can play this so we can make more money, because we're probably going under because no one's buying our games anymore because they're too freaking easy. You know, I like puzzles and stuff like that.
Nothing like that.
There was, like, no puzzles in 6. I can't recall one, like, puzzle. Can you?
Finding the blue things.
That's not even, like, a puzzle. Like, that was actually pretty easy to do. We only missed, like, 4 on the Leon. We missed a little less than half on the Chris. But that's because the Chris campaign is so fast-paced. They just, guns, go shoot a bunch of stuff. And, like, he had a squad with him the whole time. I mean, he did have one of the more epic boss battles, I think. Like, the that last cocoon.
Yeah, that the last boss was pretty cool. And if you're listening to this, you already got like the game spoiled for you anyway. So
yeah, we're gonna spoil it. Yeah. We just beat it. We're gonna talk about everything. You know,
Pierce in his fucking bacteria arm. I love that.
There's a point in the game where what's his name? Just Pierce?
Yeah, Pierce.
Pierce gets pinned against a wall.
They misspelled my name, by the way. It's supposed to be Pierre.
Pierre's. Yeah. That's Pierre's character.
But they didn't listen to me.
He gets pinned against a wall and by like a big chunk of metal while Chris is being smacked up by the last big boss. And Pierce being the, you know, Boy Scout that he is, he really wants to help his captain. So he tries to get out. And then another huge chunk of metal hits him right in the exact same shoulder. Pinned against the wall, his gun hand. His trigger hand gets cut off. Pierce pops out, rips his arm off, does a little bear crawl, and injects himself with the C virus. And that was pretty cool. I didn't expect him to do that at all. I thought he was going to grab the C virus needle and inject the boss with it and like kill him. Like that's what we had to do with Wesker in almost all the freaking Resident Evils. Like you have to kill them with their own crap.
Yeah.
He sticks himself. Like, he didn't even think about hitting the boss with it. He was just like, me. EpiPen, right in the thigh. And he spawns just, like, this very Soul Calibur, like, arm with, like, a gun attached to it. And actually was pretty cool to look at. Yeah. I didn't play as him.
Actually play with him. He had, like, a Wolverine kind of healing factor, so he never was able to die.
Really? I didn't know that.
Because, like, every time I shot with the arm, it just zapped health. That's why, like, there were times I'd zap it, and then I just kind of stopped for a good, like, 30 or 40 seconds.
Oh,
then
he would zap his own health?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Every time he was shooting, it was just, like, taken away. And I didn't understand the concept of telling you to use L1 and R1 to charge the actual, like, Megatomic Buster move that he had, but you couldn't do it. Like, it was just like random when you could do it.
It's probably you had to have full health or like over a percentage of your health or something like that. I don't know. I just remember thinking a lot like, dude, fucking hit him with the charged one. Like, now. Hit him now. Nope, not now.
Okay. Yeah, I just kept doing it. You just going, oh, can't do it now.
I can't do it. Even though I just, you know, manned up more than I've seen any character man up in this entire game. He really did. He was probably the biggest man in the whole game.
I think Elena was probably the biggest man in the whole game.
Helena, she was actually pretty hot.
Yeah, and I would like to point out the fact that there was a point in this Resident Evil 6 that I got really attached to it. And I was like, okay, the storyline is going really good. And I've never felt like anything as far as like a video game character. And I let Gabe know that when Helena's sister, I guess, got dragged into a room and
when,
like, just
it's
like
when Simmons was grabbing
out.
Her and was holding her hostage to get Helena to kill the president. It was that scene.
Okay.
Anyways, continue.
But she gets dragged out screaming for her sister and my eyes almost started to ward a little bit. And I tell my partner this and then he's like, he smiles and then he accidentally pressed start. I mean, it's nothing on him.
It was a complete accident, but like it's like when someone tells you like, don't hit my left arm because I just got a tattoo, and you're like, hey buddy, hey man, how you doing, man? Hey, and you're just like, why did I do that? And
I'm
then,
like, did I like? Fucking
I felt so bad because
your car
you had
open
just
or something like
you
that.
Had just said like, man, this is intense. Like I don't think I've ever felt. I haven't felt. Something for a video game character since, you know, I don't even know how. And I canceled it, and you stopped immediately and just looked at me like, dude, what the fuck did you just do?
And
I didn't mean to, man.
It was an accident.
I feel bad.
But Falcon Punch was going through my mind hardcore. Just
I didn't mean to, man. I didn't mean to. It was. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was about to end anyway, but still, I didn't mean to cancel it. I felt bad. I kind of wish it wouldn't have happened because maybe you'd have liked the game a little more.
I still would have had the same kind of gripes about it.
The Leon story, I think, was the best.
I think if they would have developed the Leon story a little bit like better,
we'll put the money into that story instead of the other
loved
two.
It.
Well, the Jake, you know, point of view was pretty cool too because that's I think their way of adding a new character to the Resident Evil roster.
Yeah.
so that way they can come out with a new Resident Evil or, you know, whatever the movie, whatever the hell they're gonna do, and say, well, hey, remember Jake from 6? And he's back, and now he is his dad, and he's evil again. But, like, well, I don't know. That's what he kept complaining about in the whole game was that, well, my dad tried to kill the world or whatever, and you don't think that's inside of me? And I'm like, my dad, like, well, used to snort coke and smack women around, and I have no intentions of doing either of those things, Mr. Mueller, so... That's okay. We'll do a fan film, Jake Mueller's Day Off, and, you know, it'll be good. It'll be him trying to be a rebellious teenager to his stuck-up Wesker daddy.
Well, I really don't have any more thoughts on Resident Evil 6. I was excited about the Pandarans coming out, the World of Warcraft game.
I know.
But I haven't even played it yet, even though I still have a subscription running and everything. So
you still playing it, or you still pay for it?
No, it's whenever I worked at Blizzard, like they gave me like a couple months as far as like a subscription, and it's still like ongoing.
But, oh, cool.
Like I haven't logged on well, like, forever.
I haven't played either because I haven't really been into WoW. Well, I mean that I can't say that. I like WoW. I like playing World of Warcraft. I like, you know, being my paladins and doing my thing. You know, I just have a computer that can't deal with it for some reason.
Yeah.
Can't handle it. I run a Mac Mini, and it just can't... It can't deal with... It can handle Illustrator and Photoshop and, you know, iMovie all at the same time while I'm listening to Louis C.K. and watching Arrested Development at the same time if I wanted to. But World of Warcraft just boggles its mind. It can't handle it. So I don't really want to play it until I can afford a computer that can handle a good video game. But... I have heard things. One of my friends was telling me about the new pet battle system that they have.
Okay.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard like once or twice, but I haven't.
Well, they have this thing now where, okay, you know how you can just get like a pet, like a penguin? I have a little penguin pet that my paladin has.
Yeah.
And you can just get, you know, random ones here and there. Well, now it's a much, there's a lot more focus on that. Not in the game, but like there is a part of it that if you want to focus on the pet battles,
so you can. The original pets that you do have, like right now, like
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know if they carry over and they can be used to battle, but I'm pretty sure they can.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's the way it was described to me. I haven't, like I said, I haven't played it yet. But what you can do is you can go into the pet battle arena and fight other people's pets. So like it's like a duel, but you don't, or like not even like a duel, it's more like battlegrounds. But for pets. And then you level your pets up and they learn new stuff. And then I guess you catch them or... that's the thing. It was described to me as the Pokemon game. And I was like,
okay,
what are you talking about? And she was like, you don't know about the Pokemon game on the new WoW? And I was like, I'm sorry, no, I do not know. What are you like explaining to me? And she's like, well, I hate World of Warcraft now. I hate it. He's like, it's too easy, it's idiot-proof, which seems to be all of our complaints for any video games that we like. It's, like, too easy nowadays. And I don't know if that's because we're getting older and we're I'm not getting smarter, so I know that's not it for me. But, you know, maybe that's what's happening for you guys. Y'all are just getting smarter and it's just too easy. Or they're just making it easier for the dumber people in the world because I really, truly believe everyone's just getting stupid.
Okay. World of Warcraft used to be, like, very hard. And if you had, like, a legendary item, then you were, like, considered, like, one of the best gamers. And that was because, like, there had been times where now they have, like, 10-man raids and 25-man raids. Mm-hmm. It used to be 40-people raids. And it would take people, like, whole weeks just to clear, like, an entire instance. And it hasn't been done, like, very perfectly. Like, nobody could make mistakes.
I started playing in the Burning Crusade, so...
I mean, it was...
I don't know. I never played when it first came out. I wasn't playing it.
When it first came out, I wasn't playing it either. I'd say it was probably about 2 or 3 years like after it came out.
So it was probably Burning Crusade-ish time.
It was like
right before
a year before, because I played it for a while and I played on my friend's account, and then I got my own account, and then I started to work a lot, and then I finally got into it right before Burning Crusade came out. So I mean, it's a very different game than it is right now. You used to have to actually sit there and spam, like looking for group for a couple hours, you know, just to get like a group together.
As opposed to now where you just click and it finds a group for you and, button and you assign to yourself. Because it didn't have that when Burning Crusade came out.
Even still, like if they had that like back in the day, I mean, that's a good feature. I'm not knocking that feature, but as far as them making it easier for a lot more people, I mean, well, there's been people that have been playing the game for like years and years.
They don't play it anymore though, probably.
And they don't play it because of, you know, the easiness of it.
That's what my friend had told me. She's like, I don't play it anymore because when I, you know, started playing, it was basically what you just said. It's too easy now. She's like, but I do love the pet battle. She thinks it's the most fun. She's like, it's super addicting. It is addicting. Mini games are always addicting if they're done right, you know?
Yeah.
Like I told you about the Agent Hunt thing on Resident Evil 6. Like, I was playing that. I played that for a few hours the other night, and I didn't even realize how long I played it. Just because it's quick and it's, you know, not very goal-oriented. You just have to do one little thing. Oh, kill this guy. Okay, then. But yeah, I remember playing Burning Crusade when it came out. And I started off with a Blood Elf Paladin, which everyone hated me because no one liked that there was Paladins on the Horde circuit. Hated it. They freaking, like, there was music videos all over the internet, like, disputing the fact that the Shamans got sent to the Alliance and then Paladins got sent to the Horde.
I really didn't like that aspect either. Like, I didn't at all.
I didn't play before, so I have no opinion on it.
Yeah.
I did, however... When they came out, Paladins were still, not just Paladins, all the classes were very, they weren't, I guess, very balanced back then.
Oh, I mean, they would come out with a patch, and then, like, every couple of months, I would say probably, like, 4 or 5 months, sometimes they can go, like, 6 months, and then they'd be, like, a major patch, The major patches were like 6 months, and then they would change like entire classes around and give them like buffs and everything like that.
Or nerf the hell out of the Paladins like they did every time a patch comes out. The Paladins seem to get scratched more and more. You talking about nerf
the Paladins? They were like so powerful.
They were powerful, and I started out as one, and I was murdering like people. Just one out, like duels were done. I did like it was the, I was very very happy with the game, but it wasn't just because it was easy to be them. It was not easy. I had to level up. I had to, you know, do my talent tree right. I couldn't just, like, pick, you know. It was a lot more thinking involved back then. There really was. And then they, like, started coming out with these... Which one was it? The Lich King? Which one was after Burning Crusade? Yeah, Lich King.
Yeah, Lich King.
Lich King came out, and the Death Knights appeared. And those were, like... just super humans, and they killed everyone, and I hated them. Like, I hated... So I understand what people probably felt like when Paladins showed up on the Horde, and everyone was just like, why are you guys bubble boys? I wasn't even a bubble... Like, I was a Retribution Paladin, which made people even more mad, because, like, I was really powerful. I had super high critical healing and super high critical hit. Holy damage all the time. Rogues couldn't get near me. Like, no one could touch me because, like, I had consecrated ground all the time. Like, I had all these auras. As soon as you get near me, a plant. Like, it was a lot more fun. It really was. And then they dropped all of that. Like, I lost a bunch of moves and, like, or a bunch of abilities and stuff, like, within one patch. And then they added this whole, like, idiot-proof system, like, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, you know, combos or whatever. And, like, that's... all people do, and that's all you have to do. Like, there's not even, like, other options, it seems. It's like, oh, you're a paladin? This is what you do. Oh, can I do... No, you have to... You do that. You have to holy hammer, and then you charge two holy glyphs, and then you spend a glyph, and then that's it. Like, I mean, that's it. And
you can do other stuff, but then you just be stupid. One of the... Yeah.
You'll be the one that
dies. Kicks out the group. Immediately. Yeah,
exactly. And you know how I feel about being kicked out of a group.
Hey, man, I've been kicked out plenty of groups, bro.
Man, that's why I stopped playing, because I got called... Okay, I'm not a tank. I told you guys just now, I'm a Retribution Paladin. I am DPS. I have never once told any group, like, yeah, I want to be a tank. No, I say, hey, DPS, no, I'm just going to kill things for you. We're going into a undead dungeon. I think you want me killing things, right? No, we want you to tank. and just run and kite everything and this and that. And like, I don't know how, I didn't know anything about tanking. I didn't know anything about really any roles other than DPS and healing a little bit. I could heal because I had some healing gear when it, when I was playing Burning Crusade. But when we started playing, was it a few years ago, a couple years ago? Back when we lived at that other apartment.
No, it was 2010.
Oh, 10. Whatever. We did that group, and I was called a retarded in by, I'm sure, like a kid. You know, like, I have never... I just, I'm so sensitive, so when I get online, I just hate when people get all dick at me. Like, I really, really do. When someone starts jumping on my throat about a video game, I get mad. Because it's a video game, and dude, you, I game, I love it. I get, take things seriously here and there. But I'm not going to take an online game where my, you know, I'm a Blood Elf Paladin. Like, what the, this isn't real. Don't get all swear words and call me a retard pally like 100 times. Do you remember that? Retard pally, retard pally, retard pally, retard pally, retard. Hey, guess what? I just came up with a word. Retarded in, retarded in, retarded in. Get the fuck out of the group. Kick him out. Boot the pally, boot the pally, boot the pally. And I'm just like, oh my God. I am so sorry that I told you I didn't want to tank. And you guys made me do it, and I didn't do it the right way. Like, I'm so fucking sorry. That's why I'm not really a huge online... Like, I don't really play a whole lot of Call of Duty, or like, when we were playing Resident Evil 6, I didn't really want to intersect with any online players because they are usually impatient and fucking just ready to... Oh my God, you guys died, burning, you know, like, whatever. And chances are, I won't even die, but... It's too much pressure for me, man. Like, I can't handle the pressure. And I don't want to be called a retarded in ever again, dude. That hurt my heart because I stopped playing for 2 years up until this year because of that little... I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't know how to do it. I know how to solo. I can go solo freaking everything, but I don't want to deal with you guys anymore. That's why I played with the Paladin in the first place, because I was told that you could solo a lot of... You could solo up to, like, level... 40?
Yeah.
You're like, it was a really high level, and I could just do everything myself. That's why I did Rogue as well, because...
Yeah, Rogues are able, like, to sew a lot of shit.
Rogues are great. I love them. I just haven't played with one since, because I have my Paladin that I haven't... Is it 85 right now? Is 85 the cap?
Actually, I think it's 90. If I'm not mistaken.
Did they raise 80? It in Pandaren?
Yeah, 85 was for Cataclysm. 90's for Pandaren.
Really?
Yeah, I heard the monks are pretty fucking sweet too.
Like, I saw some videos seen and I've
any
heard...
gameplay.
Oh, you haven't?
No. The only thing I've seen was that trailer.
The trailer was cool as hell. No, the monks have cool classes. They have like the brewmaster and like, which I think is a healer.
The brewmaster?
Yeah, brewmaster is one of them. Let me look it up really quick. But they have it's a monk. I mean, they I'm not sure if other races can get the monk class. Do you know that? You know if?
No, not at all. I didn't do too much research on it at all.
I haven't even... I didn't know we were going to talk about WoW, or I would have. Let me look it up. Let me look it up right now. We'll just,
To ask why we fight is to ask why the leaves fall. It is in their nature. Perhaps there is a better question. Why do we fight? To protect home and family. To preserve balance and bring harmony. For my kind, the true question is, what is worth fighting for?
Okay, so I have looked it up. We're back on track. All right. So the classes, or I guess talent trees or whatever the hell, are Brewmaster, Mistweaver, and Windwalker, which all sound really cool already.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the Brewmaster already. I heard that thing is supposed to be a tank. So let me look into this really quickly. The Brewmaster has the ability to make powerful like potions and brews and stuff mm-hmm. that add different abilities or whatever, you know, more damage, more what have you. I don't know. I haven't played it. But it's, I guess, a tank.
I do love a good tank.
It seems to be the tank of the three. Actually looks really cool. The Mistweaver, which is a healer. I kind of feel like we should play it before I talk about it, because I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's cut that off.
Well, I'm not going to cut it out, but I will say that the Brewmaster and the Mistweaver look cool. The Windwalker is a DPS kind of dude, it looks like, and you use chi as opposed to like stamina or holy glyphs or anything like that. So they have to charge up chi to do each move. That goes across. I mean, that's the monk class altogether. It looks like a interesting. I mean, take a peek at it. You're the wow expert. Right now, I'm gonna draw a panda for you. Panda.
So with the chi, you can have light or dark chi.
Probably like along the lines of dark and holy, or dark and holy priest.
I'm thinking all along the lines of light and dark, as far as like Jedi's.
Okay. They looked like a Jedi in the trailer. That's for damn sure. Hand to hand combat based. Supposedly they only draw their weapons for devastating finishing moves.
Of stuff on here.
Well, of course they do. I mean, the monk's the new class. They're trying to sell this new wave of gaming again. So they're going to put a lot. It's like when the Death Knights came out. Death Knights had so... I couldn't believe some of the things you could do when you played with it. I did... You know, I started a Death Knight. And I played it for, like, the training level that you get all your... Because it's like a level 50 or whatever... character. You have to be like at a certain level, or it starts at a certain level. Did that. It was cool. I mean, you get to do the death grip and all that. So I mean, it was really fun at first because they had all this new stuff that I'd never seen before. But after that's actually when I was playing it a lot, is when the Death Knights came out. After that, that's when I just started to hate, like, everyone hated Death Knights. They could just grab you from like so far away and just bring in the and then they had their minions and this and that and all sorts of crazy things. So I'm sure that the monks are the exact same way. I'm sure people hate them. I mean, anything new people hate.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, if it's a good class and people are dying by the hand of the monk, then yeah, they do. They hate it.
I mean, if it takes no skill.
Of course it doesn't take skill. None of them take skill anymore. I mean, you saw all those techniques that it had.
Yeah.
It seemed to have just like a pretty big arsenal of just whatever, you know, superpowered. It's going to be superpowered for a while, I think, until they patch it and get rid of all of its power and put it back to normal. That just seems to be how they build the game.
Well, they always try to balance it out at first, but, you know, then people tend to find certain things they can do against certain classes, and then everybody just likes to complain. Working at Blizzard, I totally understand that they can't appease to fucking everybody.
They try, though.
Because the emails that I would get would be, fucking Pally's are overpowered. Fix that shit. I paid for this game. Really? Now. Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Like, you get, like, shit like that, like, all the time.
Everyone has, yeah, everyone hates everything, you know. If, like I said, if you're dying by the hand of something, you know what, gnome rogues, you also just scrap that whole, like, you shouldn't even be able to be that. You're short and you're invisible, me. Like, I mean, it's stupid. It's a game. Get better. You know, if they're beating you, then you just figure out how to beat them. Like, that's the way I play games. I wouldn't complain and say, oh, well. Like, when the Death Knights came out, I just learned to kill them.
Yeah.
I had to, because they stayed super powered for, like, a month. And I would have to, like sap them or, like, you know, put them unconscious and before they could do anything and then just kill the hell out of them and then bubble and then still kill them so they couldn't hurt me when they would death grip me or use their whatever the hell, you know. I didn't...
Death and decay shit.
Yeah, whatever crazy moves that they had, I can't even remember just because I, like I said, played with mine for like a minute and I just was done with it, went back to normal. I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot of information, so I don't really have anything else to say about World of Warcraft right now.
I think that...
I'll play it. It'll be cool, but...
Did you have any other games you want to talk about?
Games? Didn't Dishonored just come out?
Have you even read up on it? Or...
Yeah, it looks freaking
great. Okay. I've seen that one, I think, preview. I think you showed it to me, or I might have watched it.
Well, I, working at GameStop, I'm going to take home Dishonored next week.
Okay.
See if I can. And I want to get it to play. It looks cool. It's very steampunk, and, like, I'm a steampunk fan. It seems to be stealth oriented, which I love. You know, I was a big fan of the Metal Gear games or Tenchu. We talked about Tenchu the other night.
Yeah.
It seems to be stealth oriented, which is cool. It also seems to have, there's magic spells involved, which is just a huge plus for me. Because, like, I love magic. Like, if Call of Duty and you could just shoot a fireball, even if you had to charge it for like an hour and you could just goosh, like, fireball somebody, that would make the game to me just infinitely
you
better.
Would hate that game. You would say they're not using magic, right? He's like, that doesn't make sense in alchemy. Okay, you can't just charge a fireball for an hour.
I'm not that bad. The gameplay makes it fun. Like, you know, Skyrim would the magic abilities you get on that, like, looks amazing. That's why I played, like, all the Fable games. That's why I play, what games am I playing right now? We play Resident Evil, like, Castlevania. Like, just the fact that there's, like, you know, magical powers or even relics. Like, anything, like, you don't even have to be magical. You can get a magic Ifrit glove or whatever the hell, Genji gloves. What are the, Infinity Gauntlet? There we go. The Infinity Gauntlet. You know,
if I had the Infinity Gauntlet.
If we all had the Infinity Gauntlet, well, the world would be gone. But
I'm kind of excited about the movie, the new Avengers, I guess, coming out with the Infinity Gauntlet. Even though I know it's not going to be the representation that I want of it, they're still going to try and pull as many characters as possible.
They're doing another Avengers movie?
It's supposed to, you know, with Thanos, you know how they had the prelude to Thanos. And everything like that. So that's going to be... It's supposed to have the Fantastic Four, that'll Spider-Man. Be a, like, it's supposed to have like everybody in it, but I know with licensing, they're not going
to
have
impossible to do.
Spider-Man or the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four movies are fucking horrible.
I don't even really remember them. I watched the first one. I didn't like it. I did like the new Spider-Man. I thought that was pretty cool.
That one was pretty cool.
I think he would be a cool little addition to the new Avengers. That'd be really cool. Have you seen the previews for the Man with the Golden Fist or whatever?
Is that Wu-Tang movie?
Yeah. I don't know anything about
it.
It
looks pretty cool. Like, I haven't read too much upon it.
I don't know. I was mostly prepared to speak over Resident Evil.
Okay.
I also, if you see my eyes right now,
yeah,
look like I'm about to die. I'm, like, super tired.
It's okay.
Super sleepy. But what I do continue to water.
Want you to do at least four. Oh yeah, you say you don't like playing on keyboard, so.
Well, what? Do what?
I'm not gonna play Borderlands 2 until.
Well, haven't you been playing Borderlands 2?
I mean, I've been playing it.
Well, why don't you say a little bit what you see so far? Because that game is getting
my opinion on it. That's why I kind of really want you to play it, because you work at GameStop now, so now you can actually.
Okay, I will.
Rent that.
I know I'm gonna like it. Yeah. Though I was speaking to my manager about it, and she.
I mean, I could tell you right now. I do love it. The vehicles, they are pretty cool. Like the newest vehicles that they have, but you can just kind of tell that the vehicles are really not the main point. They're really still just to get from point A to point B. It's
I never would expect them to be too much. I don't care too much for the vehicles. Yeah. I'll put it that way. I have no problem running from.
That's just because the scenery is so beautiful.
It is. That's the main reason. Because they added that new, like, well, not they didn't add it to the second one, but like the first one when Borderlands came out, like it was not a good game. They didn't have a lot of the colors, and like the art style was way different. And then they brought it back and revamped it and added, like, I think dialogue and stuff like that, and added the art style to. I don't even know what you call our style. It looks like cel shading or something like that.
I still think the dialogue for the first one was pretty funny. It's just that the story really isn't memorable, like, at all. Like, if you ask me anything about the story, I'm just like, there's this one guy that got hung from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's really spaced out. I agree with that. But that's also what I was told about Borderlands 2, is that it's more story-oriented. And for me, as an RPG player, like that will make me like the game more. I was also explained about the fact that the old characters, Lilith, Mordecai, what's-his-nuts, you know,
wait
all of those.
Wait till you see your girl Lilith on this game.
I love Lilith. The Siren class is my favorite class.
She is badass in this game.
Is she? Sexy.
Has, I won't ruin it
No,
for
don't
you.
Ruin it for me yet, because I will be playing it within the next couple weeks, probably next week. How long has it been since we've done a podcast?
But just think about Lilith mixed with, like, Magneto.
Magneto?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
No, Magneto's pretty cool. I'm talking about
Magneto is cool. I'm saying that sounds like a horrible, like, combination for, like, I wouldn't want to go against Magneto, Lilith. That sounds horrible. Sounds like a dangerous situation. But I will be playing that. I'm glad you like it, because
I love it.
Okay, I'm glad you love it, considering your recent disappointment with Resident Evil. You need that kind of pick-me-up.
Yeah. You know how they say it makes you want to punch like a baby koala?
Well, that commercial, just punch it. I just want to punch a baby koala.
Resident Evil made you want to punch an infant?
Not an infant, a baby koala, man.
It's still an infant.
It's an imaginary thing, because I'm never going to punch a baby koala, okay?
If he ever punches a baby koala, it's going on the internet, and he will be known as the man. Well,
I think I'll probably have to move to some island.
No,
I'll
make the article all about you doing it because you hated Resident Evil 6. And then Capcom's going to just be like, we can't have these kind of lawsuits on our hands. We need to fix that game. No, I still thought it was a fun game. It's, you know, people who aren't classic gamers are going to like it more, I think. Because they're not going to be comparing it the way
it's still, it's still a pretty damn good game.
It's fun.
There's just a lot of, I just felt that there were way too many over the top moments, like back to back to back.
There were a lot of over the top moments. You're absolutely right. Like I said, the helicopter scene, motorcycle chase.
What'd you say? Was it a helicopter?
Was it a helicopter? Oh, yeah. I feel like Michael Bay directed the Chris campaign.
I felt like a cokehead. Like, directed the whole thing as far as, like, the cutscenes. As far as the gameplay is pretty, pretty damn good. I like the fact that you can actually walk and gun. Because
The melee got me, like, that's what got me. Because I always have favored Leon Kennedy as one of my favorite characters of the Resident Evil series. I don't know why, probably 4, because Resident Evil 4 is my favorite Resident Evil so far that I've played. And to me, he just seems like a badass. Like, he just really does. He was just a cop, and now he's just, like, way the hell up there. I mean, I think Chris was similar, but Chris to me hasn't changed at all. Chris is still like the same dude he was in Resident Evil 1. He just has different clothes on. He's the exact same dude, and now that he's killed Wesker, he's really got no reason to do anything anymore. He's just like, yeah, I did what I wanted to do, so I guess I'll just show up every once in a while and do a Falcon punch to something.
Yeah, he kind of perfected that, you know? He was building that on that fucking rock, and he took it over to Resident Evil 6. He doesn't need any other move except for that right hook.
I'm sure if Chris hangs out with Leon and they talk and he says, well, hey, Chris, you know, I'm going to be going to Muay Thai today or go to one of my jiu-jitsu classes because Leon clearly does some sort of training. Chris will go, bah, humbug. You don't just punch things? What do you mean you're going to bulldoze that boulder out of the way? Give it over here. I'll just tap X and punch. Chris punches a boulder out of his way. And it's not like a little boulder. It's a boulder like five times the size of him.
And it's just not once. It's not twice. It's like 100 times.
He just gives it the whole
He gives boulder. That boulder the fucking Woodman.
He gives the boulder freaking the Jericho. That's what he Jericho missiled that thing with his fists. And I really, with him being that powerful, because Chris is a powerful dude.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom, he's a pretty cool character to play with. Like, he's got combination punches. He even has kicks and stuff. And then you bring in Resident Evil 6 and you play with him. And he literally had three melee attacks. It was a punch. It was another punch. It was a backhand punch. The end. And then his, you know, super punch. But they're all just variations on a punch. Like, with his right hand. I don't even think he changed up. He didn't even have, like... Oh, he did. He did have the body slam that he would occasionally do if someone was downed.
But I didn't see the body slam.
It only would happen a few times. It was just like what you said with Piers. Like, you couldn't understand why he wouldn't do it all the time. That's how I felt with Chris. Because every once in a while, he would pick somebody up over his head and just slam him. And I was like, wow, that was actually pretty cool. And then he wouldn't do it again for like two chapters. And he would accidentally do it again like at the end of the game or something. I feel like he wasn't as cool as he could have been.
Like 5 centimeters away like from his right shoulder. And you had to have the pistol out. And you had to aim it in a certain direction and let go.
And you had to have your eyes closed. Yeah. And you had to turn off the controller at just the right time.
You weren't doing that, man.
I wasn't. Yeah. I didn't. It was a lot. I'm not that good, man. I'm not that good. I can't press R1 in front of a dead body. But... You know, and especially compared to, like, Leon's attacks and Helena's attacks. Helena's attacks were cool as hell. She had, like, King from Tekken, like, El Fuerte luchador moves that she was pulling on people. Like, those were really, really interesting to see. And I remember walking up on you, like, doing, I'm pretty sure, El Fuerte's
Yeah, she was watching a lot of SmackDown.
Exactly. Like, she did a lot of cool wrestling moves. Leon had the Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah.
Like, that was awesome. Jake has a hand-to-hand combat, like, weapon. Like, you can just select hand-to-hand. So, wouldn't waste any of your stamina. You could still do punches, punch combos, kick combos, back. Like, if you approach from the back, he'll do a combo. If you approach from the front, he'll do one. If you run at somebody, he'll do a different one. Like, he had plenty of different ones. And so did Leon. He had the exact same thing Jake did. Jake had way more in-depth combos because he had hand-to-hand skills.
He had an actual icon with fists.
Yeah, his weapon. I chose, like, I had so much ammo in the Jake campaign because I didn't use my guns very often because what was the point? He had Wesker's Cobra Strike. Like, why would I use anything else? So he was really fun. And then comparing Chris to those two, it was just like, hey, Chris, what'd you do? I shot him. But what? Yeah, I shot him. And then I punched him.
I felt like he should have had, like, some kind of special guns or something like that. To kind of make up for it.
Yeah, like, he even didn't have, like, the 909 pistol. I thought that was, okay, cool, he'll have a pistol that's a little stronger. No, Jake had the exact same one. Like, that didn't make sense to me.
Pierce had a fucking elephant tamer fucking...
Pierce was a very cool character.
What sniper rifle was that?
I have no idea what it was. I didn't play as him. I do know that it was powerful and that it was a lot cooler than the guns that freaking Chris started with. Oh, you're gonna get.
I was gonna look at that, but.
It doesn't matter. Okay. He had cool guns, and he even had some different. Like, I saw you snap a dude's spine from the back that one time. He had different. Based on where you approach the enemy combos and attacks and stuff like that. It just seemed like Chris didn't. I kind of thought, considering that he had the BSAA with him the entire time, he would be able to, like, call in, like, strike teams or something like that. I thought
he
had,
like, pretty cool moves. He had, like, decent moves in 5, actually. When
5 was cool.
He, from behind, he would just snap their neck. You know, that was a pretty fucking sweet move to me. What else did he have in 5? Oh, yeah, the uppercut.
But it was still more, it was more interesting to look at than the ones in, I don't know. I feel like they accidentally made the Chris campaign. They're just like, oh, shit, you didn't want us to do Chris? And they're like, how far did you get? We finished. Well, we're, just wrap it up. Well, we were going to give him more. Don't give him anything else. You do not give him any more guns. You do not give him any special abilities. I told you, Jake Mueller. I'm sorry. You're so fucking lucky. Your dad owns this.
All the cool moves that we give Chris to Helena.
Helena was badass. Cherry was badass. Pierce was badass. I just think Chris was weak.
Sherry had the fucking Rod of Justice.
Her freaking Daredevil Billy Club over here.
You can actually charge it up and fry the enemies. That was
you didn't find that out till chapter 3.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was the thing with the game. You weren't doing this, so
here's how to do it.
I kind of knew. I thought you did too. Most of the like attacks had like charge things that you could do or
That was your character though. They never really explained to me that I couldn't charge mine because they just kind of gave you my rod like out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just appeared in your inventory one time.
I was like looking through the inventory. I was like, "Where isn't like the sweet?"
That was their way of making it super easy. Like we missed that the Bear Commander rifle, and then they just gave it to us.
Yeah, and that irked me.
I mean, and it does. But like, dude, we played it on like normal settings. Put on veteran, and then tell me it's easy. Like I don't think you'll be able to. I think it's gonna be hard. I think it's gonna be as hard as you want it to be. Actually,
I think it'll be a more frustrating game, but.
Difficult, you just look so mad right
difficulty
now.
Difficulty to me is just not like the AI, you know, because basically with that, the AI is just going to track better. They'll probably have like half second shots, and that's just going to make the game more frustrating. It's not going to make it harder.
You're going to take more damage. Because I think you want the survival aspect of it, and the only campaign that we played that was very survival-esque was Leon. And that was.
Survival is to me having gun with like 4 or 5 bullets and having to actually use those bullets, you know, strategically. Sorry, stumble over my words a little bit. And using every item that you have, you know, as far as your herbs and everything like that. Like with this game, you don't really have to like do that at all.
You don't because you can just keep reviving your partner over and over again.
There's times where I'm really not worried about dying because I know I'll revive with like full health and I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, I mean that they made it idiot proof, man. But like, you better get ready for that for all the games that you're about to play for the rest of our lives, unless you find a company that.
I mean, there's still video game companies out there that make hard games because I know like Namco, like they always pride themselves on making, you know.
And those are companies that'll hopefully continue to do that, but like, you know, Capcom. They're trying to dumb things down. Everything's being dumbed down for everybody. Like, they had to... Like, the catchphrases in the game. The hardcore explanations of things. I mean, that's just their way of saying, hey, I know you're an idiot, so I'm going to tell you everything. Like, I know that, though. Like, I know that's how they look at us. And I don't agree with it, but that's just how the world is, and that's... I truly, truly hate it, but it's not going to stop me from enjoying a video game. Especially one that has so many new features that I didn't even know where to start. I was like, oh my god, I was like a kid in a candy shop when we first started playing. Bottom line is, I liked it, you didn't.
It's all right. If you're not like a huge Resident Evil fan, like from the beginning, or like if you don't like the originals, or if you haven't really played it, and you play Resident Evil 6, it's an awesome game. I'm pretty sure you'll love it.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of holding it to the actual name and what kind of made it famous and everything like that, I'd say you won't like it as much.
I agree. Unless, like I said, same thing. I totally agree. Like, comparing to Final Fantasy, like, 13-2 to any other Final Fantasy.
Yeah, boy, why are you even bringing it up?
Because it's irritating me.
I just want to flip the table at you right now. 13-2.
It's irritating, man. That's what they... But, like, that's just how they are doing it. I mean, I expected more from Square, but... No, I didn't. Like, no, I didn't. I know, like, I will just replay the games I love, you know, over and over again. I don't need to deal with new games if I don't like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it. Yeah, I usually go into a game knowing whether or not I'm going to like it within, like, the first few minutes. They just dumb things down, man, and that's our problem.
Well, this music right now is making me kind of excited for the new Castlevania that's coming out.
I don't even know when that comes out, but I do have it on pre-order.
You're going to get it, so.
I'm getting it. Castlevania is going to be amazing. Well, hopefully it's going to be amazing. I just want them to forward the class, and I want to know what Gabriel does. Gabriel, nice name. What his transformation into Dracula will be. And if you didn't know that Gabriel turns into Dracula, oops, but he does, and it's going to be... It's going to be cool. I like vampire games. Did you ever play Soul Reaver or Legacy of Kain?
No, I've seen the reviews for them and read the developments of them in like GamePro growing up. It seemed like really cool games. I just never owned them.
Well, I think Lord of Shadows just came out yesterday. Did it?
I didn't hear anything about it.
I didn't get a call. Anyways, Legacy of Kain is the first, the one where you actually play as Kain. Or I think his name's Kain. I don't even know his name. That was so long ago. PlayStation 1, dude with white hair, and you're a vampire, and you actually get to turn into, like, mist, and, like, you have to, like, feed on people. And that was so much fun. And then Soul Reaver 2 came out, and I got that.
Wasn't that his son?
Raziel?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was his son. No, he worked for him.
Okay.
He was like his boss or something like that.
And then he like ripped off his face or something.
He went against him, so he like threw him to the bottom of the abyss, and the giant octopus monster, like the giant spaghetti monster, brought him back to life and sent him to get him. I also, which I regret because I know I didn't get the full experience of the game, I used a Game Shark. You remember the old Game Sharks?
Game Shark, the Pro Reaction replays.
I loved those. I loved it. I had the horrible Nintendo 64 version one where you had to, like, it was a cartridge. It was a game, like, black Game Shark cartridge. And on the back, it had a huge, like, what was the equivalent of a USB plug, but it was, like, the big multi-prong. You have to, like, screw it into the back of the back of the cartridge, and you have to hook it up to your computer directly through this very thick.
That sounds fucking horrible.
It was, dude, but I wanted to do it, so I did it. With that, you could, like, I would play Ocarina of Time, and Link could fly. There was, like, this, yeah, I had this one where Link could just fly everywhere if he wanted to, and it came in super handy. The freaking water temple, when you become adult Link, was just done in, like, a minute. I just went in and fought the boss and left. I was like, all right, later. That game, I actually think that's like the only game I used it on. Maybe Conker's Bad Fur Day or something like that, which was an amazing game to me too. But you didn't really have to do that because they had cheats within the game. What? Híjole, what is this?
Lord of Shadows.
Doesn't come out till next year?
December. I guess they pushed it back.
Oh, maybe they're talking... The October 5th one might have been the, like, Wasn't there one DS or something like that?
I'm not sure.
3DS? Yeah, I think so. Well, that makes me even more excited that it's so far away. Because hopefully... Well, you assume that much time means it's going to be that much better.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't like to make assumptions about video games anymore. Makes me sad. But honestly, dude, I'm getting a little sleepy. I kind of want to wrap it up.
Okay.
I want to eat something and chill out and watch some TV or something. So is there anything else we should touch on for you? I mean, I know we haven't done a podcast in like a while, but it's just been because we've been waiting for this game to come out.
Yeah, we wanted to beat it before we actually came in there. Not gonna rag on Resident Evil anymore. Figured everybody gets my Charlie Brown mode as far as that's concerned.
Good grief.
No, the little.
Oh, the little sad. Yeah. Okay.
My little sad Charlie Brown walking.
I mean, that's why there's a bunch of mixed reviews. It's people who played the originals who are mad, and it's people who haven't who are like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
That's why they're mixed. I played 2 and it was too scary for me because I was too young, and then I started at 4 and I've moved up. So obviously I'm going to like it more.
Yeah.
Because all my favorite characters are in it, and I hadn't seen Leon in a hot minute. Did you play 4?
I played 4 for probably like an hour and a half. I didn't get too far.
I think you would love it.
I mean, I seen like
it's a good
majority of 4. Because I go over to my friend's house and just watch him play like the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
I seen majority of the bosses. That little Napoleon dude.
He was so creepy to me, dude. What I would do is I would get in my room, and I would stay. I would wait till like, cause I was in high school or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would wait till it was like a, not Friday night, but like a night where I didn't have to wake up early. And yeah. I would stay up super late, and I would turn off all the lights, and I would do, no, don't come in here. Like, yeah. I want to be by myself, and I would play it right by myself, because it was so creepy. Because it's black. Like, that game was black.
Yeah.
Like, you were just, you saw Leon, you heard his footsteps, and then you just hear nothing, and then, and it was so scary. And that little Napoleon dude honestly creeped, like, Joe Pesci's, when he gets older, that's what he looked like, a old, old Joe Pesci.
And he turned into, like, some type of plant or something like that, or
what did he turn into? He turns into, like, a big, huge, I guess a plant? I mean,
I don't know if I should go back and play again.
I remember, though. He gets huge because he's so small. Of course, they're going to juxtapose a giant monster with this tiny little dude. And he has the same face.
Yeah.
You have to shoot him right in his face. But that's what they always do. Like, Simmons in 6, he had the exact same face. Somehow, like, his body...
Simmons was fucking... That was a badass boss.
Well, that's because, like I said, dude, I really think that the Leon story was really, really strong, and it would have been a cooler game, and I think it would have been a cooler game for you, would have been for sure for me, if it would have just been the Leon story, and you did see Chris do those things,
yeah.
And you did see Jake do those things, but you didn't get to play as Jake, and you didn't get to play as Chris, you just kind of got to see what, like, it would be cool just to have them across your path.
Yeah.
Because I love when they do that in a video game. When they bring back somebody from an original or from, like, a previous game or, like, you know, one that's, like, way original. And you're just like, whoa, what? They brought freaking Ganondorf back. Even though he's back every time. But, you know, like, whatever. Something like that would get me excited just because it's... I would nerd out over it, I'm sure.
I wish they would have had my beautiful black princess up
in Sheva?
There. Yes.
Let's... On that note... Oh, that Nubian queen. Somehow she's light-skinned in Africa, but none of them else were. Nobody was as light-skinned as she was. They were all freaking struck matches in Wesley Snipes' feet, and he was... I know, it sounded racist, but that's what they're all super dark. Fucking Charlie Murphy all running around there, and then you had Sheva. Oh, I'm, like, half white.
And she's, like, probably 2% white. 2%.
She's one of those.
Probably 2%.
Well, she also had a British accent, so she's probably raised by one of those, you know, those white dudes who came down and was like, you know, I know we're gonna conquer this land, but I kind of wanna fuck them all. I wanna get them pregnant. Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We are going to try to get back on schedule as soon as we can. We have, I know it sounds lame, but we've just been so busy. So busy.
Oh, and look for some stuff coming, I would say, next week or week after, as far as like videos concerns. First video is going to be a little surprise. It's going to be a little treat. Probably about 30 seconds long.
Are you surprised
at me? It's going to be very awkward.
Oh, is it the one I'm thinking of? Yeah, it's awesome. We will fill everyone in with the URL name and the YouTube channel and everything that you need when we get all that put together. And other, you know, if you want to keep in top, like, but let me get my fucking words straight for one second.
You can put touch, you know, just over it, just touch.
No, I don't care if people hear me mumble. If you want to keep in touch with us or follow what we're doing, or there you go.
Touch us.
Or touch
us. Just reach out, you know.
Don't tell my girlfriend, but you can do what you need to do. We are the tip. .wordpress.com is our blog, and we have been we've been maintaining that pretty as well as we can in the meantime. While we aren't podcasting, we're blogging, and once this camera comes in, we're going to be just pushing out a lot more things. I'm sure, you know, if you hate us, then you're probably not going to watch any of them, but if you're listening to us, you probably don't hate us too much, so that's cool. So check out the blog. We will be updating everybody with the videos and, like I said, the channel and the YouTube channels and all stuff like that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Goodbye, Pierre.
Auf Wiedersehen.